The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stefan Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to another segment of Activists Around the World. And before we start, though, because we are going to talk about legacies and like kind of a family tree and just people you look up to, we've talked about legacies before, things that we remember, things we hope to leave behind, but is there something that your mother or someone important in your life who has either given you advice, said something, or did something that you hope to carry not only in your life, but to like pass it on?
Yeah. I think I was very, very fortunate that I think I've told this story in brief before on the show, but I won this award when I was in high school, and you were supposed to nominate a teacher who you felt like had really contributed to how you got where you were. And I nominated my third grade teacher. And she was just so sweet about it. And people have told me, like, educators at that young level normally don't get nominated. And she told me that. I was just like, but you had such a big impact on my life. And I had gone up to give this speech, and my dad, who's very sentimental, he was a very, like, he had a good way with words. He said, because I didn't know what I was going to say. And he was like, you should say she's the architect of your dreams or whatever. Something very sweet and nice and sounded really good. Instead, I went up and told a bunch of jokes about how I probably would have been in jail if not for her and all this stuff. And I got a lot of laughs. But I came down and I talked to her afterwards. And I was kind of embarrassed because I knew it wasn't what my dad wanted or probably what either of my parents wanted. And she just said something so kind that was like, They just want you to be you, and this is very you, and I'm sure that they're very proud of you. And that was one of the reasons I nominated her, was she was somebody who, like, saw you and, like, made the extra effort to help you. Because I was extremely shy when I was in third grade, and she, like, did all of these things to make sure, like, I felt comfortable. So she was just somebody who, like, really went that extra step to help you succeed.
Right. I love that. Yeah, I think for me, I was actually a teacher as well. Not that, you know, we don't have other advice, but one of the things I just remember, and it was nothing like a short statement, because apparently she has a lot of sayings that I don't remember that people talk about, because she was a significant person. And she was a teacher at my high school. She was a drama teacher. And when I say drama, like, she exuded drama in every way. Like, she was a presence to behold. But one of the things I really admired about her is that she was able to admit when she was wrong, and she would publicly apologize to whomever she had wronged, essentially. And it wasn't even a big deal. Like, I know for me, one time, I think I talked about this before, I was doing Noises Off, and I was a character in that show where she's supposed to wear a suit and be official. And I was like, I don't like skirts. Let me do these pantsuits because I love the pantsuits. And she's like, I don't know. I came and showed it off, and she was like, okay, you're right. I publicly admit I am wrong. You are right. Because she was fighting me until I finally was able to show her, this is what it looks like, and I feel more comfortable this way, especially on stage. I don't want to be wearing a skirt because I was already going up and down, and I was like, people probably can see things. I don't want that to be seen.
Right.
But I, you know, I was able to do that. And she was able to, like, actually, like, make sure everybody was with us. And not being, like, pompous, not being sarcastic, was like, I want to apologize. Samantha was right. And we want to make sure that I acknowledge that I should have listened to her. Like, it was a whole thing. And she would also give out candy as her way of apologizing. Yeah. So I got a pack of M&Ms that day, too. But, yeah, like, stuff like that, like, stuck with me because, like, I'd never seen adults.
Yeah.
As a teenager, to admit they were wrong. They'll either just pretend like it never happened or still kind of like gaslight you, which we didn't know that term when I was in high school, into being like, well, you should have done this instead. Like, you should have told me in a different way, or you should, you know, like all these excuses about why they are still not completely wrong. Yeah. And I remember that stuck with me. It was like something as an adult, like, I hope to be that adult because I learned to trust her and respect her opinions a lot more because I knew at least she was able to acknowledge when she was wrong. And stuff like that really kept with her legacy of who she was, that the kids really felt connected to her because she was able to do that in such a way that made us feel like a peer in a way, and that she earned that respect.
Yeah. She listened to you.
Exactly. And just admitting you're wrong was like, whoa, that's huge.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's something that we often talk about on this show, and hopefully we'll always talk about, is when we see women who are in power or women who make a difference are able to leave a legacy of being awe-inspiring in a way that, because they did something, their actions matched their words. And I love seeing that. And today we want to talk about two women who did that and who are doing that. We're talking about the works of Berta Zuniga Cáceres and the legacy left behind by her legendary mother, Berta Cáceres. So Zuniga Cáceres' life has always been encompassed with activism due to her parents, who've been working in the indigenous and environmental activism for a long time. Her mother, Berta Cáceres, who I just mentioned, was a leader for the Lenca indigenous community in La Esperanza, Honduras. Her mother helped found the Council of Popular Indigenous Organizations of Honduras, or COPINH, which is an organization working for the rights of the indigenous community in Honduras. And within this activism, she also fought for the rights of the LGBTQ community and women's rights throughout her life.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
During her activism, Berta Cáceres was able to help bring attention to the damages of big corporations and industries destroying the land. She and her organizations led protests to stop construction and the ruining of the land, which also led to violence as one protest was disrupted due to the Honduran army opening fire on the protesters. And a quick side note, Honduras has been listed as one of the deadliest places in the world for environmental activists as of 2019. Hundreds have been murdered and many activists have been criminalized for their activism. But Berta continued to fight and was able to get some corporations to withdraw from the area and to stop some of the funding at the time. And many were met with violence, many of these protests and harassment for the activism. The officials during that time were on the side of the corporations as well. They filed charges against the leaders for, quote, usurpation, coercion, and continued damages against the business that had been constructing a series of hydroelectric dams on the Gualcarc River. Her activism and her work had put her in danger. She was placed on a list that was deemed as being under threat in 2009 by the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, or the IACH, but that did not slow her down. Many of her opponents continued to see her as a threat and a force as she worked to continue to protect her land and the people. It was in 2016 when she had invited a fellow activist to discuss possible alternatives to hydroelectric projects. She was murdered in her home. And though she was supposed to have protection due to the threats on her life, they were not with her that day.
Right. And just kind of putting a bow at the end of that, they finally did arrest several people from one of the corporations that are still there, I believe, in 2019. And I think as of 2021, they were convicted in being the author of her death. So there has been some justice, but I think it's one of those, is like, is it really justice? And her legacy has been carried on by her daughter, Berta, who was elected as the new president of the COPINH in 2017. She has continued to fight that her mother had started way back when, working to shut down harmful projects and the continued abuse of the marginalized people and their land in Honduras. Berta has been working with people all over the globe, trying to bring change within Honduras, including seeking to pass a legislation to suspend military aid in Honduras. The name of the bill was actually called the Berta Cáceres Human Rights in Honduras Act, and this was in the U.S. And though it hasn't passed, and I'm not really sure if it's dead on the floor or what's going on, it was reintroduced from the original time, which happened in 2017. It was reintroduced in 2019. But the fact they were able to get 47 House representatives to back it, put their names on the bill, does show the need for deeper research at the detriment of the U.S. military's interference in Latin America. We have to call out the fact that Hillary Clinton was a part of this and did not help during these violent times, and still things are still being disruptive, and the indigenous people are still endangered today. As in fact, Berta said today, we have to keep holding U.S. investment companies accountable, as well as the role that country plays in Honduras's current situation. Many brave people here continue to defend the territories, the rights of communities, and nature in order to have dignity, but we need other people to support us and be clear of the situation in order to change it. And I think that's a big conversation. And as y'all have noticed, as I've noticed, the more research we do when it comes to activism all around the world, we can't ignore the bigger play of who's financially helping and who is financially holding people back, who is assisting when they shouldn't be, and how we should be holding our own accountable for the damages happening all over the world. And I think it's important that we continue to speak on that. And like her mother, she too has been deemed a threat. There's been some assaults on her as well as threats, actual attacks on her and her people by the corporations and people around her. And she's been harassed and even threatened by those who oppose her work. And when she was asked how she continues to be motivated, she said, "It is the need to dignify ourselves as a people. With so many people being murdered, I believe we are a country that deserves justice and we have to fight to live differently. We dream of a tranquility everyone wants, with justice and truth as tenets of our struggle. When I grow disappointed by the system of impunity, what strengthens me is to see Hondurans fighting on the streets. Because if this struggle was only mine, then why should I go on?" Yes. And again, when she was asked about her memories of her mother, she said, "I remember her as a hardworking person, but I also remember her with a big smile on her face because I believe that this struggle cannot be just to martyrize ourselves. We fight with joy and hope because if we do not, more than half of the struggle is lost. We always say that the image of my mother multiplied because we found her present in the struggle of so many women from so many communities who continue to fight very hard." And she has been a part of this fight from the jump. Her family has been with her as well. She is currently still president of that organization with her master's in history of Honduran and Latin countries. She's got a lot under her belt in knowing how to come forward. But yeah, she's under constant threat as her activism continues on. And we know there's a lot to be said about, again, how we need to be an ally for communities like ourselves, and that we do talk to our representatives about bills like this and why it's important. And side note, the person who actually brought this on was a representative from Georgia, Annie. Surprising.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, I think this is a beautiful example of what we were talking about at the beginning, of this idea of being this legacy, being inspired and passing that on, and other people seeing that and doing the same. So we always love to see that. We see that so often in these episodes. And as always, listeners, if you have any suggestions, thanks for to the people who've already sent them in. Please keep those coming. You can email us at stephanieatmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at @StuffWhoNeverToldYou. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I've Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.